Hey everybody, Mark Ashton here. I'm standing in the middle of the Silk Market in Beijing, China, believe it or not. You can see right here behind me to my left-hand side, this is the Pearl section here, one of many, many Pearl booths that are here, and the two wonderful employees that helped us out just a couple of minutes ago. Looking on down the aisle over here, you can see lots and lots of different Pearl booths going on. You can see over here behind me, they're selling nail clippers, and they've got little gold things, and perfume, and jewelry, and looks like lunch boxes. Maybe those are jewelry boxes. I don't know what they are all over the place. Over in this corner, we've got people buying headphones and stereos, and in that corner, that's the sports section. I mean, you talk about stuff. In this place, there is more stuff than you can imagine. Sorry, I hope I didn't knock your stuff down. Tourists from around the world and around China come to the Silk Market to find stuff. And you can imagine in this place, all the stuff says, made in China, right on it. Now, the author of Ecclesiastes is putting himself in this section of Ecclesiastes in the position of a secular philosopher. And one of the things that he comments on is the volume of stuff that doesn't do anything for you. As a matter of fact, his key phrase is meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. It's a chasing after the wind. Everything under the sun is meaningless. And when he uses that phrase, under the sun, what he's saying is without God, without a spiritual perspective. Everything is meaningless under the sun. So where do you look for meaning in this world without God? How do you find meaning under the sun? Well, the answer is you can't. Meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. The author of Ecclesiastes is very good at asking questions, but he's not real good at answering those questions. What he says will sound profound, it will seem wise. He'll ask all the right questions, but answers will elude him. He asks the question, can I find meaning in pleasure? So he says, go for it. Drink, have sex, pursue pleasure all you want, but you won't find meaning. Later on, he goes after achievement. He says, are you going to find it in climbing the corporate ladder and becoming the king of your land? That's meaningless too. He goes after the human condition. And he says, you know what? Not only is everything meaningless, but there's so much pain in this world. There's so much oppression. There's so many humans that are deprived of what they need in their basic world. Not only is it meaningless, this world is a mess. Well, when life is reduced to just the five senses, when you say, I'm not going to count God in the equation, there's nothing but random stimulation. You are nothing but a fortuitous concourse of atoms. I'm nothing more than an amoeba that got lucky. Nothing is meaningful. But nothing, according to the philosopher, is as meaningless as stuff. All this stuff that you see around me. Even if it's made in China, even if you get it super cheap, even if you get a ton of it, it's all meaningless, meaningless. Dang, if there's no God, life is pretty depressing. That pessimism comes out again in all of these chapters as the writer says, I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is he who has not yet been. He who has not seen the evil that's done under the sun. Guys, that is pessimism in the extreme. And you know, Americans may be the worst culture in the whole world in terms of the pursuit of materialism, looking for stuff. I mean, you ever notice that people will park their $15,000 car in the driveway because their two-car garage is so full of junk that they can't fit it? There's irony right there. Car in the driveway, junk in the garage being protected from the weather. The storage business is one of the fastest growing businesses in America. Because when we run out of room in our houses, we just store it somewhere else. Even if you and I do have enough money to buy something, you probably have way too much. I know I have way too much. So the next time you find yourself in the Silk Market in Beijing, or more likely the US version, Target or Walmart, just look around at all the stuff and say, meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Everything under the sun, S-U-N, is meaningless. But of course, on this whole idea, there's an interesting twist. If you spell sun a different way, S-O-N, well, everything under the sun is meaningful. That's the point of the book of Ecclesiastes, and we'll get to that tomorrow.